B'shem Hashem Keil Olam, in the name of God, the God of the world. Nechalti Edesecha La'olam. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, I have inherited your testimony forever. Kisusoyin li behema, because the rejoicing of my heart they are. Which Bez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Sefer Shlisha, the third Sefer Vuhu, and that is Sefer Zman. That's the book of the designated times. Hilchos of Esau, where there are 10 halachas, b'zeh sidurin, and this is their order. Hilchos Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, the laws of mixing together different areas to be able to carry, or different types of Erev, of mingling other things. Hilchos Shavuos is Aser, the resting of the 10th, meaning referring to Yom Kippurim, the 10th of Tishrei. Hilchos Shavuos is Yom Tov, the halachas of resting on Yom Tov, not doing malacha. Hilchos Chametz Matzah, laws of Chametz and Matzah, of Pesach. Hilchos Shofar, Sukkah, Belulav, the laws of Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav, in the month of Tishrei. Hilchos Shkalim, the laws of Shkalim, of giving for the Shekalim, for the Karbanas. Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the laws of sanctifying the month. Hilchos Tainis, the laws of the fasting. And Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, the laws of the Megillah, which were in the Purim of Chanukah, the lighting of the Menorah, and the halachas of Chanukah. Now we begin Hilchos Shabbos, the first of the 10 halachas. Yesh b'chlon chamesh mitzvahs. In the category, there's 5 commandments. Shtei mitzvahs asei, 2 positive commandments. V'shalosh mitzvahs lo'asei, and 3 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Aleph number 1, lishpeis b'shvi, to cease from doing work on the seventh day. Beis number 2, shloi lasa b'melacha, which is the negative side of that, negative prohibition, not to do any constructive work. Gimel number 3, shloi lanish b'shabbos, not to execute punishment on Shabbos. Dal number 4, shloi lasa b'chutz lagvul b'shabbos, not to go out of the boundary, the border of where a person is on Shabbos. And hey, number 5, lekadosh hashem Shabbos b'schira, to sanctify this the day of Shabbos with recalling it. Uber mitzvahs eil, an explanation of these mitzvahs, are b'prokamela, in these 30 chapters. Which the first parak discusses that of the resting of Shabbos and its general idea. Parak Beis discussed regarding what do you do in situations of danger to life. Parak Gimel and Dal discussed regarding the halachas of keeping stuff on the fire and insulating it regarding cooking on Shabbos. Parak Hei discussed regarding the lighting of the candles. Parak Vav discussed regarding a non-Jew doing the malacha. Parak Zayin to Yud Beis discussed regarding the primary categories, what's called the Av Malacha and Tol Desein, and their derivatives. Parak Yud Gimel to Yud Tes discussed regarding the malacha of Itzah, of carrying, and of going carrying in Rishus Rabbim of 4 Amas. Parak Chav discussed regarding the one's slave and animal resting on Shabbos. Parak Chav Av to Chav Dal discussed the Shavuos, which are the rabbinic prohibitions on Shabbos. Parak Chav and Chav Av discussed regarding the problem about carrying of tiltil, of muktzah. Perichav Zayin and Chavchaz discussed regarding the tchum of Shabbos, the boundary of how far a person could go. Perichav Tes discussed regarding Kiddush and Abdullah, the beginning of sanctifying and then separating after Shabbos till the next week. And Perichav Lama discussed regarding Kavod Shabbos, the honor of Shabbos, the anointing Shabbos, and the light of Shabbos. And that would begin Perichav Rishon, the first chapter, which is the Shvisa, the resting and its general categories. The Rambam gets a lacha off regarding the mitzvah of Shavas, of resting. Shvisa b'shvi m'malacha, the resting on the seventh day from prohibited activity, is mitzvah seseh. It's a positive commandment, like it says a pasuk in Shmos, u'bayim shvi teshpes, on the seventh day, one should rest. And v'chaloisa b'malacha, whoever does malacha on Shabbos, bitl mitzvah seseh, is nullifying this positive commandment. And v'avah leis seseh, also violates negative prohibition, like it says in the pasuk, lo'isasa k'malacha, you should not do all prohibited activity. Now, ma'u chai v'alasis malacha, what is the liability if someone does malacha? So if it does it willingly, meaning in contrast to being forced, and Bazan deliberately unconscious to having done by mistake, Chayav Karas is liable for the punishment of Karas, of being cut off his life short. Now, if there's also with witnesses with a warning, Niskali gets stoned to death. If he did it erroneously by mistake, Chayav Karban Chatzis Kavu is liable for the carbon, which is a set Chatzis in contrast. There are certain Chatois that depend on the person's finances. It's a set Karban Chatzis. Halacha Beis, Kamakam Shem Behilcha Shabbos, wherever it says Nalachas of Shabbos, whoever does this thing is Chayv is liable. Whereas the Chayv Karas means that he's liable for Karas. The Mahoyisham Eid Masra, and that if there's witnesses in the morning, Chayv Skila is liable for being stoned to death. The Mahoyishag, if he did it by mistake, Chayv Chata is liable for the Karma Chatas. Halacha Gimel, Kamakam Shem, wherever it says Shabbos, whoever does this thing, Patri is exempt. And it's a Patim in Akaris, Umenaskilo, Menakarban. He's going to be exempt from these things, from Karas, from being stoned to death, and from a carbon. Abul Asadabazab Shabbos, but it would still be prohibited, you're exempt. But still prohibited to do this thing on Shabbos. The surim and the seifim, and its prohibition is from rabbinic law. V'har chakam and malacha, and to distance one from doing the prohibited activity. V'oisa oisa b'zadn, whoever does it deliberately. Makonus and makas martis, we give him the lashes of rebellion, which is when you violate rabbinic law. Chin kovakam shneva. So to whatever it says, ein oisin kach b'kach, you don't do this and this. Or also las kach b'kach b'shabbos, or it's prohibited to do such and such on Shabbos. Oisa David Bezad, whoever does that deliberately, Maka and Oisa Makas Marzis, they give him rabbinic lashes. Halachadal. Chamakam Shanemu, where it says, Mutal lashes kach v'kach, it's permitted to do such and such. It's a mutal kachil, so it's permitted initially. Chamakam Shanemu, Inachayv Kulm, so where it says, you're not liable for anything. Oipat Makulm, you're exempt from everything. A Makan is a klal, we don't give any lashes at all, although it does sound like that there is an element of prohibition over there. Halachay continues regarding the category of what's known as Davashay Meskavan, something that's unintended. So Dvarma Batam Lasaisim Shabbos, regarding things that are permitted to be done on Shabbos. Ubishas Asiyasa, now when you're doing it, Efshar Sheti Asa Beglol Malacha, but it might cause a prohibited activity to be done, but Efshar Shleita Asa, maybe it's not going to happen. So Imlay Niskavan Lasaisim Malacha, if you're not intending for that prohibited activity, that's permitted. So Gar Adam Mita, a person could drag a bed or kise or a chair or a Basaf's or bench, but Kitzman, there's some of the things on the ground, on the earthen ground, B'Shabbos and Shabbos, Bavachali Yiskaven, because it's not inevitable, and you're not, as long as you don't intend, Lachber, to dig, Chavitz, Bakarka, ditch in the ground, B'Shas Kedei Dossin, when you're dragging it. If it does create a ditch in the ground, which would be a Malacha of Chedesh, in the Chedesh B'Kach, you don't have to be concerned with that. Officially, that was not your intention. And the Chimahalach Adam, Agabe Sam Shabbos, so that someone's walking on grass on Shabbos. As long as he's not intending to uproot it, which would be Tailish, it's okay, because it's not inevitable. Levikach Nekro, therefore, even if it gets pulled out, Inuchesh does not have to be concerned. So to Verechet Zyadav, a person could wash his hands, Ba'afah HaPeiris, with the dust from the fruits, or Kriyitzbo, or some types of things, as long as he's not intending to pull out his hair, Levikach Nash, even if it ends up pulling out his hair, Inuchesh, you don't have to be concerned. So to a very narrow opening. You're allowed to walk through it on Shabbos, even though some pebbles might come off, because it's not inevitable, it's not what you're intending. So to anything that you're not intending, like for example this, it is a mutter, it's going to be permitted. Lachavava, where it continues with one step further, what's called psik reishe, or where it's literally cutting off the head, what's called inevitable. But if let's say you're doing something which is in itself permitted, but it's going to cause, because of it, a malacha. It's for sure going to happen because of that action. Even though you're not intending for that, you're going to be liable. Because it's well known. It's inevitable. It's not possible that the malacha is not going to be done. How so? If someone needs the head of a bird, because his kid needs something to play with, he cuts off the head on Shabbos. Even though the end of his purpose was not to kill the bird itself, that's not really what he wanted, Chayiv is going to be liable. Because it's well known, you can't cut off the head of an animal and then it's going to be survived. Obviously it's going to cause death because of that. Anything similar like that, what's called psikrish, cutting off the head of the bird, I'm not intending to kill, but you know that's inevitable, that's going to be included, even though it's not miskaven, that would be prohibited on Shabbos. Halacha Zayin, regarding another category, what's called malacha shein tzricha legufa, that you're doing malacha, but you don't need it for the purposefulness of this of the malacha. So kol oisim malacha b'Shabbos, whoever does a prohibited action on Shabbos, afa b'shein tzricha legufa shem malacha, though it doesn't need the actual purpose of the malacha, chayiv alei still be liable. Ketzer also, harishe kibas aner. Someone's extinguishing a lamp, neshu tzarich l'Hashem and elipsila, because he needs the oil or because he needs the wick. Kedush leyevah, they shouldn't get ruined. Or kedush leyisav, shouldn't get burnt. It doesn't want the earthenware of the lamp to burst, even though this, so I don't want it to be extinguished. But ultimately, extinguishing is a malacha. But in the scam lakabas, and you're intending to extinguish it, although you don't want the actual act, the outcome of the extinguishing. I don't care if it's extinguished. I just need the wick. Now, vava pishen and tzarich leguf hakibur, and although you don't need the actual purposefulness of the extinguishing, you didn't extinguish it because, let's see, you wanted to be extinguished. You just wanted the oil. I mean, absolutely, because you want the wick. I mean, because you want the earthenware. Here's a chayiv, still going to be liable. So if someone carries a thorn, four amas in Rosh Hashanah, the public domain, which is the malacha v'etzah, or extinguishes the coal. And he's only doing it not because he wants that malacha of haitza or machaba. It's just kedushalei zayka b'dam. Doesn't want the public to be harmed. Chayiv is going to be liable. V'avav b'shein etzarich leguf hakibur. Though he does not need the action of the extinguishing or leguf habagot, the actual carrying. El harchek hazik is just to distant the harmful thing, but not to carry this thing somewhere. Or chayiv is going to be liable. In case it was anything similar like this, what if malacha shein etzarich leguf, one would be chayiv. Lachaches continues regarding the maleches machshebes, which is the purposefulness of the malacha that it would make a person liable. So, kol miskaven la'asa malacha, whoever intends to do a malacha, And another malacha was done, which was not what he intended. So Patale is going to be exempt on that. His intent, his thought was not executed. It didn't fulfill what's called malachas machshavas. To have be considered a malacha on Shabbos has to be, this is what you were intending to do. So Ketzer Hasso. So Zark Eben Ochetz Bechaber. Let's say someone throws a stone or an arrow at his friend. Or an animal. Because he's shooting an arrow, he wants to kill them. Which is obviously prohibited on Shabbos. But actually what ended up happening is he had a bad aim and actually uprooted a tree, a branch, when it was going. But the Haruka didn't kill the animal or the person. He's going to be exempt. Even though it ended up doing something prohibited, but that's not what he meant to do. It wasn't a malachas machshavas. It was not a calculated action. What he intended to do didn't happen. Something else that happened was not what he wanted. So Harizah Kavuchemes. And now, all the more so, in this Kavon Leisakal, he intended to do a lesser Isser. But now, Zachaman made a more severe Isser, which for sure we could say that's not what he intended. He intended to do something less. For example, Shon Iskavon Leisak B'Karmelis. He intended to throw something in the Karmelis, which is a rabbinically prohibited area of carrying on Shabbos. But after having the Shisraam, and then the stone actually went to a biblically prohibited area, that of a public domain. Shupata, for sure, is going to be exempt, because that for sure is not what he had been machashev had thought about doing. So it's not a malechas machshavas. Is there anything similar that would be exempt? Now, Niskavan lasa dava hamutr. Let's say he intended to do something that's actually permitted. Lasa dava ach, and he did something else that's prohibited. For example, Niskavan lachtas tal, she ended him. He intended to cut something which is detached, but v'chata chazam achubar, he cut something that actually was attached. Again, in the chav kumi, like I'm liable, anything, chen kukis, if there's anything similar like this, because it's not a malechas machshavas. Halacha tes. Let's say someone intended to pluck black figs, which is prohibited because you're disconnecting from where it's connected on Shabbos. But Likilavonis ended up picking white ones. Or intended to first pick figs and then grapes. But it ended up being the opposite. And that he ended up doing picking the grapes first and then the figs. Pati is still going to be exempt. Although he ended up picking everything that he intended, since he didn't pick in the order that he thought, it's lacking in the machsheves. So part is going to be exempt. That was not with his intent that he did it. Because the Torah only made it forbidden in a calculated activity, and this was obviously not calculated. It's not what he intended to do. Let's say he had in front of him two lit candles, or they were extinguished. But Niskavan Lachabas Zuba Kibazu, he intended to extinguish this one and he ended up extinguishing the other one. He intended to light one, but he ended up lighting the other one. Chaim, in this case, says the Rambam, you're going to be liable. Why? Shari Asim and a Malacha Shachashalasa, because he did from the Malacha which he intended to do. Halabah with them, what could this be compared to? Lamisha Niskavan Luka Taina Zuba, Luka Taina Achers. He intended to pick this fig and they're picking a different fig. Lamisha Niskavan Argazeb Argazeb, he intended to kill this person and kill this person. He did the malacha they intended to do, it just not that person, not that lamb. That, says the Rambam, would not be a in the category of lacking malachas machshavas. Halacha yidalf, aval but. In the skavan lahadik rishayna, let's say he intended to light the first one, intended to extinguish the second one after that. And ended up being the other way around. The kibir rishayna, he extinguished the first one, and then he lit the second one after that. Pot is given the exempt, because again, that's lacking in machshavas, in your focus. Now, but if kiba zuba, hidlik zuba, neshima achas, but let's say that although he intended to light first and then to extinguish, but if he extinguished and he lit, but neshima achas in the same breath, chayv is going to be liable, because sh'av bishle hikmat lok, although he did not do first the lighting, but harila achar oise, but he didn't delay it, so elishtem ke achras, he did them both simultaneously at the same time, ulfiki chayv is going to be liable, that would be included in what he intended to do, as long as it wasn't in the opposite order, meaning second and not first. In case was anything similar like that, whoever does a prohibited activity, like as if he was engaged in some other activity, for learning this kavana, what's called absent-minded, and he did not intend for that at all, part is going to be exempt, exactly not in the category of malachas machshavas. Halachid beis. Whoever intended to do malacha, now more than what he intended happened, so chayv is going to be liable. But Papachas Mekabanasev is less than what he intended, part is going to be exempt. So, Ketzahaso. Harishon Skam Lohitze Masalachim. Let's say someone intended to carry something prohibitedly on Shabbos, but on his back. But both of them came in front of him. Chayv is going to be liable. Sharin Skam Lohitze Pachuz. Now, he intended to do a more inferior malacha, which you can't guard something so well on your back. But Nashmi Mulu became like something of more than what he intended, which it protected even more in front. So, it's more than his Kavanah. It's definitely included in what you intended, and therefore it's going to be chayav. But let's say someone intended to only carry what's in front, if it's in front of him, and it came, ended up falling, it's on behind his shoulder now, but he's going to be exempt. Because he only intended to carry out when he was watching it well. And I took it out when it's not watched it well, that's not included in what he intended, it's not adding on, it's not included in what he had, but anything like that would then not be qualified for Melech Machshavas, and he'd be exempt. If he was girdled with a belt, now he has his load that he's carrying between his flesh and his garment. So it's like on the belt, which goes all around. Now whether this load, which it's normal to carry on this way, whether it came lefonim in front of him, or whether it ended up being behind him, chayiv is going to be liable either way, because it's normal for the belt to have it go all around on his belt, and he knew in the beginning that it could turn around, and therefore that was included in his original thought, and thus it would be qualified for the violation of Melechus Machshavas. Halachi Dal continues regarding the measurement of the malacha that would make a person liable. So, come as common last malacha b'Shabbos. Whoever intended to do a prohibited malacha on Shabbos, the hischaba, and he started v'asa kasher, and he did the minimum measurement, which the Rambam is going to discuss in Perek Ches and onwards, the shiurim for the prohibited malachas. So, chayv, you can be liable. Avav b'shal hishlam kol malachas and skam lashlima. Now, this that we say has to be what you intended. It doesn't mean you have to finish everything that you intended to do. As long as you did the minimum, would be liable. So, ketzer haso. Someone intended to write a letter or a document on Shabbos. So we don't say, oh, he's not going to be liable to this person until he finishes what he desired. That he writes the whole document, the whole letter. No. The moment he writes two letters, which is the minimum measurement of ksiva, he's going to be liable. Unless someone intended to weave a whole garment prohibitedly on Shabbos. The moment he weaves two threads, he's going to be liable. Although he intended to finish the whole garment, as long as he did the minimum measurement intended, chayv is going to be liable. Again, anything like some of this would be included. Any malacha, that individual could do it by himself. But two people did it together in a partnership. So, whether it's each one did only part of it themselves, for example, malacha of haitza is when you do akira, lifting up, and hanacha in putting it down in another domain. So let's say this person picked it up, the object from this domain, but and the second person, he did the second half, the second leg of the malacha, putting it down in the other domain. Or whether they both together did it as one, the whole thing from the beginning to the end, for example, they both held onto the quill together and they wrote together. Or they both held on to a loaf of bread and they both together carried it from one domain to another domain. Hadel, but then they can be exempt. It's when you're only violated by yourself. Halach to Zion. Now, ve'im ein echad mem yochalas soyselavad de'ashid stov. But let's say neither one of them could have done it on their own until they have a partner with them. For example, shnayim she'ochzu kaira, heavy beam. Two of them are holding onto the beam, but tzulah shos ram, they carry it to the public domain. Since neither one of them have the power to do it on their own, but also they did it in a partnership, from the beginning to the end, they're both going to be liable. The shir echad l'shneim, it's made one measurement for both of them for the measurement of liability. Now, but let's say one of them was very strong. One of them had the ability to carry out the beam on his own. The second guy couldn't carry it on his own. Now both of them together go ahead and carry it out. So Zeharishan Shayach, the first guy that was able to do it on his own, Chayv is going to be liable because we consider like he did it on his own. Because Vashayin, the second one, is only Mesayeh, who was only helping. He couldn't do it on his own, so he must be the helper. Mesayeh in the Chayv Klum. Now the helper is not liable for anything because he didn't do anything, so he'll be exempt, but the guy who could will be liable. Chayv Ketz, if it's anything similar to this, will have the same halacha. Halacha Zayin continues regarding what's called in halacha Mekalklin, the destructive act. So Kol Mekalklin Peturin, all destructive acts are exempt because the Lama Tes Malachas, the 30 non prohibited activities, are constructive acts. So whatever is destructive is exempt. Ketzer haso. If someone injures his friend or an animal, derech hashchasa, in a destructive way. Someone tears garments or burns them, or he breaks vessels in a destructive way, it is a pot, it's going to be exempt. Chafar guma, if he digs a pit, he only needs the earth, so it's not considered constructive in the fact that he's creating a pit. It's going to be destructive, a pot, it's going to be exempt. Which, again, we say whenever you say potter, it doesn't mean it's permitted initially, but one will be exempt. Now, Ava Bishas Malacha, although he did a malacha of Chayfer, but Hoyva Kamanas Lakalka, since his intent was to be destructive, so Pata is going to be exempt. However, halacha yitches kol makalka, whatever is destructive, amanas lasakin, with an intent of fixing to make things better, chay is liable. It's like, it's a house, so. So, harisha sasser. We know one lamatez malachas is destructive, of demolishing. How could that be it's destructive? Because it's kedei live in this memkamer, so that he could rebuild in its place. Oishamachak, erasing is also malacha. Yeah, because kedei lichtav amakam shamachak, that he could now write in the place where he erased. Oishachav abgumo, or he dug a pit, kedei live in this, so that he could build inside of it foundations. Chal kereitzav is ending similar like this, chai would be liable, b'shiyuchan kesher masakin, and the measurement for the destructive act would be like the measurement of the constructive act that comes after that. Halachi test regarding if part of it was done in error and part of it was done deliberately. So, kol eisa malacha b'shabbos, whoever does a malacha on Shabbos, miktsasa b'shagig miktsasa b'zazin, part of it was done by mistake and part of it was done deliberately. So, ben shehizid l'b'seib shagig, whether it initially was deliberate and at the end was an error, or ben sheshagig l'b'seib hezid, whether he started off in mistake and at the end was deliberate, pata is going to be exempt from a carbon. Until the whole measurement of the malacha was done, from the beginning to the end, bezodin with deliberateness, and then of course, only then will it be liable for cars. Now, and then if there's witnesses and warning, it's going to be liable for skila. Or that it'll do in the measurement of the malacha, all of it in error from the beginning to the end, and then he'll be liable for a set chatas. But if he does half and half, he's not going to be liable not for the shkaga, and not for the mezid.